If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
The Drive at 5. The stories driving today's headlines. Brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh. When disaster strikes, demand the yellow van. On 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
Here we are, back to it, 866-391-1020 is that number. That's 866-391-1020. In just a little bit, we'll hear about a state rep that I think just needs to get back to work and figure it all out, as opposed to coming up with these bozo ideas. And before we get out of here today, something, and it's an anniversary. It is. Might not be a happy one, but nonetheless, it's an anniversary that will make you think. Now, far too many times, I don't tell people how to parent. I just don't. But I do think that some things can be solved or maybe even offset and never happen with really strong parenting. There are two stories right now happening in the internet world, and they're both kind of breaking or happening today. One involving Instagram.
We did a comprehensive review of all of our guidelines around what we do and don't allow for a teen to see when they're using Instagram. Then when we made some changes, then what we do is we train artificial intelligence to be able to find and remove the kind of content that a teen shouldn't see, or make sure that they're not seeing content that would be inappropriate for a teen. So we use AI to do that.
Now, that is Tara Hopkins. She's the Global Director of Public Policy at Instagram. Another story is happening that CBS News has been thoroughly reporting on involving Roblox.
An alleged sex offender posing as a 16-year-old befriended his 13-year-old son on Roblox in the platform's popular pet simulator game. He says the child predator then offered his son Roblox gift cards in exchange for sexually explicit photos, which the son sent via Discord, a separate gaming and chat platform.
At a certain point, it was, tell me what your address is. And when he said no, he's like, well, I have these photos of you. I'll tell your parents.
Two stories in the internet world of people who are attempting to contact minors and potentially and probably eventually do very bad things to them. Awful. And one in which I think that people who have kids, who have an electronic device, they fear and hope they can never relate to. But these both can be alleviated, at least to some degree, I think. I hear these stories and I clump them all together. And I want to talk to you about this at 866-391-1020. I clump them all together and I say, there is absolutely, positively no hope if you don't monitor your child's internet use, social media use, if you don't look at their phone, if you don't look at their computer, if they have one in their room. So these stories happen, right? And you know, a lot of times the feedback is, I can't believe it. What a sicko these people are. You're right about both of those things. I just can't even believe the sick people. They should be locked away, throw away the key, bury them under the jail. Okay, you're right about all that. Sure. Can you believe what these perverts and you hear all of that, so do I. Then ask those same people how many times they say to their kid, hey, let me get your phone. I want to look through all the history and I want to look through all the stuff and I want to see what you've been doing on your phone. Ask them that. If you really want to make the best good conscience effort to offset this, to not let it happen, to monitor and stay on top of it, it cannot be fully eradicated with good parenting. But don't bellyache whenever you sit back and you let your kid go in their room for 8 hours, 10 hours a day with the door closed and you got no idea what they're doing on the internet, who they're talking to, and what they're all about. But you just throw their screen at them and say, hey, here you go. Beats having to do anything with them. Hey, keeps them out of trouble, right? They're not out in front of Kogo smoking cigarettes. They're just playing the game, Roblox or whatever. They're just on Instagram looking at reels or this or that. Well, maybe they're not. Maybe they're not. Or, on the other hand, maybe someone else isn't. And maybe they're trying to contact them. Or maybe they have contacted them. So there is a lot of victimization, and rightly so. But there's also probably a way to put up a lot of safeguards. And one of them is active parenting. For me, there's a lot of these cases where you have people that are the victims. And certainly they are, and I don't want to stray from that. But they are the victims. What they don't have is either guidance or they don't have a checks and balances situation with their internet usage. You do what, well, you want. But I'm telling you how it works in our world. And I think it's been effective for us. I'm not saying we're better than people. I'm not saying it's foolproof either. But I'm saying the understanding is this. I say you need to tell me or your mom whenever you go ahead and add any friend on any platform. And then we okay it. And also, this is non-negotiable. At the drop of a hat, anytime, any situation, I say to you, give me your phone, and you hand it to me. And I'm able to look through it. No matter what, no matter what time of day it is, no matter when it is, doesn't matter. No hesitation. Or, I know what all the passwords are. I just go look through it myself when it's sitting around. And that's fine. I think if we did that, and if people had parents who did that, it wouldn't, again, fully eradicate all of these scumbags who are looking to do terrible things to kids on the internet. But if you had more of an active parenting system and didn't use the internet and use these platforms like Roblox and Instagram and different games and different social media platforms, if you didn't use them as babysitters, maybe you wouldn't be in the jam that you're in. It's just a thought. And that's kind of, for me, the best way to go about it. You're going to have people slip through the cracks, and you're going to have really terrible people no matter what. But I wonder how many people are truly offering as much insulation as they can.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.